This is Wade Rathke, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The University of California in San Francisco, with 24,000 employees and a health sciences center, has removed all sugary drinks from the workplace in every venue, becoming perhaps the largest employer in the country to do so. In Nevada, Unite HERE says that it has knocked on more than 250,000 doors in Las Vegas and Reno over the past 2 months in order to mobilize the Latino vote. They don't say how many of these doors were Latino, but Latinos make up more than half the membership in Nevada's Culinary Union Local 226, a powerhouse United HERE affiliate. NLRB declined to review a case concerning whether teachers could unionize at an adult charter school. A charter school called EPIC helps adult immigrant workers in California obtain high school degrees. It's run by the Farm Worker Institute of Education and Leadership Development Field, a nonprofit group founded in 1978 by Cesar Chavez, who also founded the United Farm Workers Union and was its president until his death in 1993. Early voters, urban voters, and minority voters are all more likely to have to wait to vote. And that makes them less likely to vote in the future, according to new research. Minority voters are six times as likely as whites to wait longer than an hour to vote. Those discrepancies persist even within the same town or county, suggesting they don't reflect simply the greater difficulty of putting on elections in populous cities. Donald Trump, real estate developer and reality show host, won the U.S. election for president in an upset and will become the 45th president on January 20th, 2017. Supreme Court seemed inclined in a hearing to allow Miami to sue banks for predatory lending practices that led to foreclosures, property tax declines, and reduced property values. California approved recreational use of marijuana, and Florida approved medical marijuana, all of which could be game changers there. Hungary's parliament rejected a national ban on refugees relocated from the rest of the European Union. Study finds that racial attitudes determine whether or not there is support for affordable care. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.